Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good noon, good night, good AM, good PM, good post-meridian, good antediluvian, good desk, good 2024. Welcome to The Long Shot. It is a podcast. I am one of your hosts. My name is Sean Conroy. With me today on the podcast is no one. Amber Kenny is not here yet, so we're going to have to wait another week for that reunion to happen, and I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about. Apparently, after spending some time in the south of France and then the French Alps, Amber decided not to fly back from France. She is on board a ship right now, chugging its way across across the North Sea. And by the way, if you've been on North Sea TikTok, you know that it gets very rough in the North Sea. I think North Sea TikTok exaggerates a little bit, but who am I to say? Although I will say my father, who was in the Navy, does talk about the worst storm he ever went through was in the North Sea. And he really thought the ship was going to be capsized. Apparently it tilted as far as, I can't even remember, something like over 50 degrees or something like that, like crazy amounts. And of course, 50 degrees is tilting Fahrenheit, not Celsius. So hopefully everybody had a good New Year's, good holidays, good Christmas, and has your New Year's resolutions all ready to go now that you're back at work. But unfortunately, this week we don't have – I didn't have time to go back and listen to – because I was traveling. I was flying back from New York. And by the way, that was a nightmare. I'm just going to be honest. As you all know, the whole TSA thing makes me crazy at this point. And New York was crazier than usual this time. I also had paid extra to get whatever the thing is where you get to, you know, expedited delivery or expedited something or other. And on the way to New York from Los Angeles, they literally were like, yeah, 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 you go in front of this guy. Like I got to cut one person or something like that. And then on the way back, there was just no mention of it. I had just paid an extra, whatever, $75 or $100 for nothing. So I think my only option is to buy an airline at this point. But when I was flying back, the guy next to me sat down and proceeded to spend the rest of the flight lolling. I don't, not LOLing, not laughing out louding, but lolling. His head, he kept on, his head would dip and land on my shoulder, and then he would sit up. And then it would dip again and sit up and just over and over and over. And it made me uncomfortable and irritated. And I don't like either of those places to be in my brain. But the point is I did not have time to go back and listen to an old episode and go, oh, this one's okay to release, which, by the way, I did last week. I tried to listen to a couple that didn't sound right. So I found one. I was like, I'm sure this one is okay. It was not. It was absolutely not. So if you listened to it, I apologize. If you haven't listened to it, I would appreciate it if you would stay away from it at all costs. It's not an episode that should be out there. So, yeah, sorry about that for everybody's sake. And we're just not going to have one this week. I'm sorry. We don't – I just can't. I don't have – I'm not – by the way, I was talking about North Sea TikTok. I am on TikTok, so please follow me on TikTok. I have a lot of interesting things to say. Really, last night I did a – they have these things where you do a duet with somebody, and I did a duet, and it was somebody who was reciting lines of dialogue, and I was supposed to recite the lines back. Anyway, I got a real kick out of it, and nobody saw it. So that – you know, it's like I've done so many shows for nobody, but now I'm expanding it into doing social media for nobody. So that's – things are going well. Things are going well, everybody. Anyway, I hope you are doing well, and we will see you next time when hopefully it'll be Amber and myself here on The Long Shot. Bye, everybody.
If the man was any worse of a dresser, I'd take off my mask and I'd breathe you forever. But the wheels on my chair only roll to the door, and the windows just let the light in. So give me a ribbon and group me together with the fingernail biters and the nervous heavy sweaters on a fresh bed of greens, so the neighbors feel better, at least till the doctors arrive. I'm trying to get you, but lately that takes me a long time. But the highway patrol in the desert won't listen to the tips of my fingers that I cut off in the kitchen. I've got nothing to do with the movies. I've got nothing to do with the rain. So next time I'll bring spoonfuls of oil that blacken my teeth, contaminate the soil, and leave me to wonder if the water will boil, though I'm drinking it either way. And oh, I live in Medford. There's hardly food here. I don't deserve it. And oh, I want your chowder, 'cause you make me smile, but you make me nervous. But your bad reputation I struggle to uphold. You're a penny on the ground, time deceiver. I used to know better, but now I don't believe her. It gets to the point where I'm trading my meals for piles of old crumpled up automobiles I could take to the edges or learn how to steal, but I don't want to be here that long. And then maybe it seems like I'm asking myself for my own